be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
All throughout Advent, I've been playing a little game every day with myself. It's usually how it happens. I don't teach anymore. I have to do more self-amusement than before. Used to have kids, I could amuse myself at their expense. Now it's at my expense. But I started to play a little game called Where is God Today in My Life? And I would go through at the end of the day in my examine and think, where have I specifically seen the Lord? Where have I been touched by God in this specific day? And yesterday it happened in the most unlikely source, via Facebook. Now I know some of you are on Facebook now because we're Facebook friends, right, sister? And isn't that great? And I was on there and I saw this little Facebook note from a friend of mine from high school. We were high school friends. She's married now. She has 2 kids. The kids have grown up much faster than I thought. They're both in a Catholic grade school in Ohio, in Toledo. And this is what she posted on Facebook. "Yesterday afternoon was one of the roughest in a long time. But so often my kids and my family have a way of lifting me up. While sitting in the school parking lot, waiting for a tow truck because our van died out on the road, Nina took Milo back into the church to go to the bathroom. They took a very long time. When they got back, Nina apologized for taking so long, but she explained that they had stopped inside the church, touched the feet of Jesus on the statue, and then said a prayer that my day would get better. I was truly humbled. I'm such a lucky mom." That's, in a sense, the modern-day Magnificat, right? It's Mary's song of praise, this mother's song of praise, because what God has done through her, given her 2 wonderful children with whom God is going to continue to save the world. We heard Mary sing about her song of praise today in the gospel, and like Nina, Susie's daughter, Mary doesn't sing or pray for herself. Rather, she thanks God for God's presence in her life, and then gives him the glory for all the good that he will do in the world that day. As we approach Christmas in a few days, the coming of Jesus among us into the world, may we too take a moment and praise God for all the graces that he has done for us in our lives, and ask him to continue to show himself to us on Facebook, in our students and the people at Emmanuel House, in our community members and those at Christ the King, to show us that God is and will always be Emmanuel, God present.